Okay, Parshas Chayisora. Now, starting the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadikei, Amud Beis, right? The Gemara says, "Called Nachashin, who can Nachash leze benavrom is not a Nachash." And if a person wants to mean Nachash, when they love the Lois and Nachashu, you the example, the prototype of Nachash is Eliezer. When Eliezer says, the first person who comes out, that will be a semen that Deshe was chosen by Kodesh Boch. That's the ultimate Nachash. So Tosis of North asks, one second, that doesn't make any sense. There is a man, the Omer, who holds that not only Kisha, not only witchcraft, but even any Nachash is also to Bnei Akum, to what you call to Bnei Noach. So how did Eliezer do that? So there are two shittas on this. One of them is the Maral. Says the Maral, the only time that Nichush is also is only if you correlate A to B and A has no correlation to B. Let's say if somebody says, I want to get a sign that X, Y, Z has to happen because a dog crossed the street or a black cat crossed the street, that is Losa Nachashu. But if there is a really reason on that, there's a rational reason for it, like here, by Edward Avram. Avram says, the person who do a Ma'isa Chesed is a semen that she's the wife for Yitzchak. And the truth is, the Ma'isa Chesed, the act of Chesed alone in itself, was enough of a reason for him to get Yitzchak to marry her. So therefore, that's not Losa Nachashu. Nachashu is only if you've done a semen that has no rational reason to it. That's what Shita Samaral. Now, the question is the following. Because, as we know, why did he need Nichush? Meaning, why did he need to do the test? Why did he have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let the person who does a Ma'isa Chesed be the chosen one? What does the chosen one mean? Why doesn't the Ma'isa Chesed alone justify the marriage? Because Rashi Shita is that Avraham Avinu required him to marry Yitzchak to somebody from his own family. So he didn't know. She could have done a Ma'isa Chesed and not been part of the family. Right? And that's why we even see that the question is when Eliezer gives her the presents, which are the gifts, are the Ma'isa Kiddushin. Tosa says it's out of order. Right? In other words, the Kiddushin, when did he give the Kiddushin? When he found out that she was part of the family or before that? But clearly she needed to be part of the family. So therefore, lechoira, there is a Nichush here. The Nichush is that by doing a Ma'isa Chesed, it will be a sign, not only she's a Balas Chesed, but she belongs to the family of Avram. So therefore, it is a Nichush. But says the Maral, since the Nichush has something to do with something rational, that's not a Nichush, that's also. It's a Ma'isa Nichush that by everybody else will be also, it will be uncorrelated. But as long as they are correlated, there's no issue. Now the question, now the Meshech Chochma says, Meshech Chochma Shita is that Avram never required from his family. He only required from his city, Mimoladeti. Eliezer extrapolated that had to be from the family. So therefore, the Nichush was not even necessary. Because Lemaise could have gotten, as long as she was from that city, and Rivka was, if she did a Ma'isa Chesed, she deserved to marry Yitzchak. But according to Rashi, that she needed to be from the family, according to Maral, it's very funny. Because you needed a Nichush. Because the Ma'isa Chesed alone would not be enough to marry her to Yitzchak. But the Nichush is also. But since the Nichush comes through a Ma'isa Chesed, that was Mutar. So what's the Lomdusan is? The Lomdusan is very simple. That what the Maral is saying is that Lechoira, that Eliezer understood that the reason why she has to be from Mishpachas Avraham is because of the Chesed component. Since the Chesed component is what it takes, as long as he does a Ma'isa Chesed, so the Ma'isa Chesed, he will ask Kodesh Baruch Hu that should be not Stam Ma'isa Chesed, but the Ma'isa Chesed from a family of Avram. But it's really correlated, because what he understood that the family of Avram and the Ma'isa Chesed is not two separate unionim, it's one thing only. But it's clear from the Maral Lechoira, very simple, that what defined a Bas Zug to Yitzchak was the Ma'isa Chesed. And that's why the only reason Mishpachas Avram had any merit is because they had the Ma'isa Chesed. Why is Chesed so vital and so important to make her into a Baz Zog to Yitzchak? Question number one. Question number two, the Gemara in a Tiny Zavdal de Mudalov. The Gemara says that three people ask Shelo Karoy. One of them is Eliezer of Avram. As Eliezer of Avram says that as the one who will give her a test of Chesed, you have to tell her, please give me to drink, and she'll say, I'll give you to drink and to your camels also. That's the person that is the shubi for a vachakol shuhev. That midah alone should allow her to marry if she's from the family of Avraham. But the Gemara says that's a tefillah shelo kohagin. Why is it tefillah shelo kohagin? Because she could have been blind or she could have been lame. And that would have been a chisoron. So Tois asks one second, he would have seen if she has a problem, if she doesn't have a foot, or if she can see, if she's blind, he would have not married her. So what's the shloka hoige? I mean, he could have taken care of it. The Toros Chashashway asks even more. One second, if she would have been blind, or if she would have been a cripple, the kiddush nun bichal. First of all, it's a mekach tos, because the Gemara in the Dorim says that if you have a mum, then that mum is not public. So then the kiddush is not chal. So the kiddush nun bichal anyway. And more important, Eliezer HaShaliach. A shaliach in such a situation is not a good shlichus. So what's the problem? So he asked Rav Maaseh Chesed, in case she would have been a cripple, or she would have been blind, nish gefelach, the kiddush nun bichal. Says the Toros Chashashuai, that's why it's tefillah shel kohen. Because Avraham Avin, Eliezer was saying, listen, if she has a Maaseh Chesed, she's the wife of Avraham. She was the Alpha of Yitzchak. But the kasha of the Gemara is, that alone is not enough. Because she could be the person who is roi for Yitzchak, but some zeitig reason, some side reason would not work. Because if she's crippled, or if she is blind, the kiddush will not be chal. So he asked, but he didn't ask enough. Not because he would have married the wrong person, just the opposite. Because he could have gotten the right person and still not been able to marry. So that's what the Toros Chashashuai, that's what the Gemara says. The paradigm, the example of a tefillah shelo kehoigin is Eliezer ben Avraham. The question is, what's this Ma'aseh Ovesim Malabonim? What does that mean, that her the tefillah was shelo kehoigin? What lesson does it teach us? And why does the Torah stress the details of the tefillah, if the tefillah shelo kehoigin? But the second question that it requires is the moral. Here the pasuk says that before Rivka Yoitzes, right before he finished the davening. The moral shita is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer the davening of a person in the middle while he's still davening. And the place is by what you call by Kriyas Yamsuf, that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma titza kelai, why are you davening? And Rashi says, Lo ha'is leharich b'tfila. And the Maral asks, what does that mean? Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu should not be davening before Kriyas Yamsuf, what else should he be doing? Says the Maral, no, Rashi stresses, it's not the time to daven, it's not the time to be mairich b'tfila, it's not the time to daven a long davening. Why? Says the Maral, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to answer you, he doesn't answer you during davening, he only answers you after you finish davening. My brother-in-law even brings in the pasuk, "Vaya terem ikro vaniyane." The book says, "Before you ask, I will answer you." Oid hemedabrim, but while you're still speaking, aniyeshba. The book says, "I will listen to you, but I will not answer," which is a very good raya. But here's an example: the book does answer in the middle of davening. So why? First of all, what's the tefillah shelo kehoigin? Why is the book answers in the middle of davening when something that never has before? The second question. The third question is, we know Tosis in Dav Zayin with Beis Ksuvos says that from here, Vayvorchu es Rivka, Vayomru lachu, Yiseinu ata yis l'alfe l'ervova, V'irash zarech es shar soinov. Right, achu Yiseinu ata yis l'alfe l'ervova, V'irash zarech es shar soinov. Steht in the Masech Takalunas from here, Birkas Chasanim. So it says Tosis, the Gemara in Ksuvos learned Birkas Nisuin from Boyas. So says Toises, this is Birkas Eirusin. Shatzivanu al arayus veosalanu sarusois vitilanu sanesuois landredichu bekidushin. The Mekor is veivorchu es Rivka. Now the question is the following. Number one question is veivorchu asks the Shita veivorchu es Rivka. It says the bracha that they gave. Achoy seinu at hayis lealfi revovo veirash zarech eshar soinov. So what does he have to do Birkas Chasanim? The Shita learns from here, Birkas Chasanim. Toisus learns from here, Birkas Chasanim. Birkas Chasanim is Tzivan al Arayus. What does it have to do with it? Question number one. Question number two is the following. Bachlok is Rishonim. What is Birkas Chasanim? Birkas Eirusin. Shita Saramba means the Birkas Aerosim Shetzivan or Arayus Vasalan Sarusis is like any Birkas Mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam says in Perigimul Chesishus the Broch is done over Lasiosan right before the Maisa Kedushin. The Rosh asks on second, that's a funny Broch. Usually a Broch tells me what the Mitzvah is. Here you see on the Isur, Vasalan Sarayus, and don't tell me that the Isur, the idea that she was a Surah before and the Kedushin is Matir her. Because by Shechita, we make a bracha of Shechita, but you still don't say Asher Osalanu Ever Minachai. So Osalanu Sarayus. So that's why the Rosh says there's no Birkas HaMitzvah, because Birkas HaMitzvah is Pur Ravu, and here is very distant from Pur Ravu. So the bracha is Birkas HaShmach. But according to the Rambam, what's the Asher Sivan Al Arayus? What does it have to do with Kiddushin? So the Briskerov mentions, the famous Briskerov in the Boshel Weistak, indeed brings down the Briskerov. The Briskerov says the following, brings down the Ramban Nivomis. The Ramban Nivomis says that why did Yaakov Avin marry two sisters? So he says the reason Yaakov Avin married two sisters is the following. Because Kiddusha, says the Ramban, a sister of a wife, it's not your sister. So it's not a relative of yours. So if your wife is your wife, it's just an acquisition or just some kind of a relationship, or a marital relationship, that doesn't answer the craving. What answers the craving is the Ma'ase HaKiddushin. Ma'ase HaKiddushin is only after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there was no Ma'ase HaKiddushin. A person could have married somebody, it would have been a very nice ceremony, could have constituted the family, but it's not a Ma'ase HaKiddushin. So therefore, says the Ramban, Yaakov Avinu never married Rochel and never married Leah. So there's no Yisur of Achos Ishta. So says Briskerov, that's the brocha. The brocha is Vosalan Res Arayus, Ashetzivan Al Arayus, is the new Arayus. The Ma'ase Kiddushin creates new Arayus, and that is the Ma'ase HaMitzvah and the brocha of Kiddushin. So it's not like the Rosh says by Ever Minachai that the brocha is that Matir a previous Isur. It's not a heter on the Isur, it's the creation of a new Isur. What's the creation of an Isur? You create relatives through Kiddushin. And the kasha was asked for a second, so he tell me the Birkas HaKiddushin. First of all, is a kasha, how do you see the brocha Atzetzivan al Arayus from Achoisin at Ha'iz Le'arfe Levovo? That in itself very severe. But more difficult it is, that's the brocha of Kiddushin? You're right. Zaiti, there is a very side, there's a derivative that you create relatives. But the Ma'ase HaKiddushin is a Ma'ase HaKiddushin. The creation of relatives is at best a derivative of it. Why do you make the brocha on the derivative? And according to Briskerov, the Ika Broch as a mitzvah is the creation of new arayus. That's the Ma'ase HaKiddushin. So to answer all of these questions, I think it's important to know what the Goyin says in Safra Ditznusa. The Goyin Safra Ditznusa says, Tana Safra Ditznusa is Tana, is this book, the Shokal B'Mashkel. So there's a book that was created in a scale. And explains the Goyin, what is the scale? The world was created in a scale. Explains the Goyin, this is what Sefer Yetzirah means. Sefer Yetzirah says the world was created by Sefer, Sefer, Mesibur. Two books and a story. The two books are the two plates of a scale, which are contradicting books. We live in a paradox. Says the Goyin, this scale, which is the maskala, the Sefer Yetzirah says, Stana Safra Yitzhusa Safra the Shakla B'maskala, the book that was weighed in the scale. Because the scale represents the world. That's the Zohar and the Nekeva. The world is a paradox, and all of life is creating equilibrium, creating harmony, balancing, juggling between the opposites, the Zohar and the Nekeva, which is Chesed and Din. Because our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a scale, is a stira minei ubei, is a stira that one side we have Ichud Elo and we have Ichud Atato. We have our own self, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. All of life is shek. This was something Sefer Safra de Shakla Bemaskala. Those are the two books, the two Giluim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one that we are active and being a passive. The Noisin and the Mekabel. Are you a Noisin or are you a Mekabel? As we spoke before, we are never a Noisin completely. We can be a Noisin, but you cannot be Mekabel completely. If you're just Mekabel, you can't be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of the world is that balance. And that balance, the ultimate balance, is the Zohar and the Keva. The Zohar represents the giver, and then the Keva is the Mekabel. And that's why the Kumis Amincha Tzodik says always, the Teva Haisha Negdis. The Teva Haisha is the opposite of the man. Because that is the paradox. The Gemara in Nivom says the Odom is not Sholem until he marries, because in essence he never has that paradox. And the ultimate avoid is to incorporate that paradox. That's why the Maral says that the Pasuk Eser lo Ezer kenegdoi. On the posor of Ezer Kenegdoi, says the Maral, the Rashi brings down the Ezer Kenegdoi, Zohar Nasas Lo Ezer, Lo Zohar is Kenegdoi. Frag the Maral with the Poshpshat, the Posk says Ezer Kenegdoi. Says the Maral, what it means that Zohar is Ezer. The Ezer of a wife is to be Kenegdoi. So the Ezer is Kenegdoi. If it's Lo Zohar, the Kenegdoi doesn't become the Ezer. But the Ezer, the help of a wife, is to be a balance, is to be the Kenegdoi. She is the other side of the Maskala. With her, you create the Tzura Sa'olam, which is the Tzura Sa'mishkoila. So you create a balance. So the Ezer, and that Gufa could be also what Chazal means, Zohar is Ezer, Lo Zohar Kenegdoi. If you are not Zohar, if you're not complete, she is the balance that allows you not to fall into Lo Zohar. So that's the whole idea of the Isha. This paradox, which is the Zohar and the Keva, that by creating a Zohar and a Keva, you are able to integrate the paradox between being a Noisden and a Mekabel, that you are both. This is L'choir on the Tefillah of a Shidduch. The Shidduch is also that you do, and in essence, nothing is done. So says the Goin in Yohel Or, and the Goin is brought down indeed. The Goin is brought down in Chumash, in this passage, in the Chumash Agro, that's the idea of the Tefillah of a Zivug. The Gemara says in Moed Koton that there are three places that shows that Miashem Ishaleish. Kosu Batoira, Veshonu Banevin, Mishlobeskovis, and Toira, the Vimix of him, the Miashem Ishaleish. By here, the Pasuk Miashem Yotzahadova, by the Nevin, by Shimshon, because by Shimshon we know that he loved Noshem Nochriois, and the parents got very upset. Evelo Yodu ki Miashem Wakudosh Bohu made that to happen. And the Pasuk says in Mishle, Me'ashem Isha Maskelet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a good wife. So, Frank the Goin, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everything. But on here, there's no status, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who does it. So, Zokter, what's the pshat? The idea is because here, as much as you do ishtadlus, and the Moren Kiddushin says, is also lekadesh isha ad sheirena. You need to see the wife, you need the approval, you need the ask. But there is a recognition that as much as you do, you're doing nothing. The ultimate paradox. So that paradox, which is the creation of the paradox, is through the marriage. To achieve the marriage, to marry, is the ultimate paradox. Says the Gro, that's the posod in Tehillim, in Perech Samech Beis. In Perek Samech Beis, the Pasuk says, "Al bitchuvo vecholis." Be by Techa Kodesh Bochu by Zivugim. There is no ishtablus. Mi Hashem itzaliish. Mi Hashem yotzadover. But am shivchu lefon alvachu. But still, you should daven. You have to daven. Eloiki machsel anusela, because Kodesh Bochu is the one who protects you and allows it to happen. Achevel bnei Adam, but Adam, whatever you do, is worthless. Cause of bnei ish, and what you do is really doesn't lead to anything. Be moiznaim nalo is because to go into the moiznaim lechor, what it means to say to go into the scale which is create the maskla, to create the scale which is the evoeret. Heima meveliach. The only reason it could be a balance is because heima meveliach mishas bria soilam. You're one person. The only reason she could be an exact balance to you is because she was your half, and you're really marrying your other half. Like we mentioned with Shema Rabban, that you're actually marrying your other half. The Melas of the Goin, this is the paradox here, that you have to be Boitech Bakudosh Baruch Hu, but you have to do Ishtadlus, you have to daven. But you realize that the daven is nothing, because as much as you daven, you can never ask enough for her to be a perfect balance to you. As much as you ask, that's never enough. Because Heima Lalois, the Moznaim Lalois, to be part of your Moznaim, your ultimate complete balance, is only Heima Mevel Yochad, because you were from one cloth before. You are Mevel Yochad, from nothing you're created together. So that's givaldik what Kiddushin is all about. Kiddushin is all about is to have that balance when it's not shaykh, that is truly, the Ezer connect is only shaykh because she is part of you. Heima me'avel yochad. So here, Kiddushin is a typical example. You have to play shtablos. Possibly kadosh asher en, you have to be mispalo. Shivchu levavchem. The pasuk says, right? Am shivchu lefonov levavchem. But the pasuk says, ahevel, al hevel b'nei odom, cause of b'nei ish. What you do with the davening is nothing. That's the tefillah of Eliezer ben Avrom. Eliezer ben Avrom realized that he davened for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he needed, he realized that she, Yitzchak, which is Midas Adin, he needs a counterbalance. Like Reb Tzadik says, what's the counterbalance? Is Chesed. He understood, that's why we asked the Kasha, Lechoer, how did you know the Mainz Chesed is what Avraham Avinu's family brought down to the table? Because he was Midas Adin, he realized that he needed a balance. The balance to Yitzchak was, and that's why I brought my nephew to the Gidei Shoah, the Rabbeinu Bechai says that after the Akedah, Yitzchak could not leave Har HaMoriah until he married Rivka. Because he needed a sadin, he didn't belong to Elam Hazar. He needed a balance. And Rivka came to be the balance. That balance is Rivka, so he knew. So we asked, Lechoera, 1 second. If he, the only reason the Nochosh was Mutar is because Eliezer understood that what Mishpachas Avrom brings to the table is Chesed. How did he know that? The reason why he knew that is because he knew that the balance for him is Midas HaChesed. But when he asked for Midas HaChesed, the tefillah that he did, the pasuk said, the Gemara says, is a tefillah shenan again. Is that tefillah? As much as he asked, he's still missing. Why? Because he could have asked to be a balas chesed, but for some zaitig reason, he would have not been able to marry because he wouldn't want it, because she's a chigeres and this. So therefore, as much as you ask, you have to realize that a tefillah shenan again is. So we asked, le mainse, what is the mainse of a simal abonim? Because all the tefillah for zivug, if that's the apostle says, that tefillah shenan again, is that paradox that you have to do it, but it's nothing. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu answered during davening. Kodesh Baruch Hu never does it. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, to tell you that the reply, the answer of the tefillah of a zivug, is not a quid pro quo, is not the result of the tefillah. Is the paradox, because it's despite the tefillah. So the tefillah shenan again is that you have to do tefillah, but the tefillah will always be in again. You have to acknowledge that. And the sign is that Kodesh Baruch Hu answers. He doesn't answer because of the tefillah. To show that, he answers during the tefillah. Mimela, that's the Birkas HaYerusin. If you look at Birkas HaYerusin, why live your salon the Sarayas? Because the Ikar Vort of the Kiddushin is to show that this lady that you're marrying, she's part of you. So not just you're marrying, you have children, you're making her part of you because she's your balance. Structuring the scale. You're turning the Tzura Sodom. How is that shown? By Arias. The fact that you become in her erva, the Pshat is she becomes part of you. So therefore, the kicker word of Kiddushin is to create Arias. Because Kiddushin, what makes Kiddushin different than everything else, is that's not a relationship. That's not an acquisition. That's not a marital bond. It's guf echad, or the Zohar says, palga de gufa. That she becomes part of your body. And that's represent that she becomes the other side of the scale. Mimela, that's the brocha. Chazal learned from the brocha. What's the brocha they gave? You are our sister. They are saying, love is telling her, you are a sister, you are the sister of Mishpachas Avrom. And therefore, and your children, therefore, will be able to overcome their enemies. Who is their enemies? Is Esav. That's why Ishar Soinov, Esav Soinel Yaakov, Ishar Soinov. Because you are part of us, you allow Yitzchak to overcome Esav. And that's the bracha. So what is the bracha? The bracha is that you are us. And now you become part of him, and you allow him to overcome his limitations, or his frailings. That is So the Birkas Eirus in Chazal learned the broch of Tzivan al Arayus from Achoisei Nuat Hayis Le'alfei Revova Ve'irash Zarech Eshah Soinav, because that is the ultimate balance. And that's the same balance that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu B'Sha'as HaKedah. Because what happened B'Sha'as HaKedah? B'Sha'as HaKedah was when Avraham took upon himself midas adin, midas achesed took upon himself midas adin. So they are saying you are going to give to midas adin the midas achesed that is missing, and therefore they will be able to overcome its enemies. Which is connected the concept of the akedah, and therefore by the akedah, which is the balance of Rom and Yitzchok, Yitzchok could only go from the akedah to Rivka. And that's the bracha who is saying at hayis lal firvovo verash zarech shasainav. We may allow us to realize that when a person marries, in essence, what he's achieving is the ultimate balance, the reconstruction, reconstituting the scale, and to come from a plaguf or from a half a goof to other masholim atem kruim adam. Zalman, thank you.